Radio.
Oh, yes.
Bam, bam.
It is way too early Wednesday.
Get your requests in, facebook.com/myaestheticradio.
Steve-O and Mitch hanging out with you on this wonderful day.
We're getting married today. No, we're not. Actually, I don't know why I high-fived you.
Everybody's doing it. Come on.
Well, I don't know if you... How long have we worked together? Under a year? Well, over a year if you're counting.
You're a jerk.
Okay, over a year if you're counting my receptionist time.
We've been working together for years.
Years.
Plural.
I'm married.
Yeah. Married for a decade.
Yeah.
But apparently everybody's getting married today.
So it's...
I didn't say to each other.
You're so confusing right now.
We got to go renew our vows on 12-12-12.
No.
I don't know what you're talking about.
You're out of control.
Yeah.
You're out of control.
In the meanwhile, hey, check this out.
Oh. Look at this photograph.
I don't know the words at all. Yeah. I really don't. But it is way too early Wednesday. Maybe some Nickelback to wake you up.
Probably not. I guess the biggest problem about that is no.
Oh, okay. All right.
So.
Well, it's way too early Wednesday. We've already had some good requests on Facebook. Facebook.com/myaestheticradio. You can get your requests in as well.
Okay.
We got a request for... What's NC time? North Carolina.
NC time?
Yeah, Stephen Gilmore requested a song from NC time.
North Carolina time?
I don't know.
I don't know.
No, NC can't be North Carolina because it's 1:45. I don't know. North Korea. North Korea.
Obviously not.
Right.
I don't know.
New China.
Ooh,
yes.
You might be right.
Yep, New China. As opposed to the old one.
I don't know.
I like the new one better.
Okay.
Yeah. Anyways. Requested some Zombie. Family Force 5.
Here it is.
It is way too early Wednesday. Get your requests in right now. Facebook.com/myaestheticradio. Got some music from The Wedding on the way right now. FF5. Steve-O and Mitch.
In the morning.
Static. The Wedding, The Lesser Worth. Good morning.
Good morning, and Mitch.
It is way too early Wednesday, and I am just here.
With me.
Hanging out.
I'll be here as well.
Enjoying some music.
All day long.
You know what I love?
What?
Oh, hey.
Hey.
our amazing, wonderful engineer.
Yes.
Engineered Jim. It to where we can do awesome things like play anything we want.
Yeah.
Because if you have a request it's not in the system anymore, I'll just play it off my phone because
I have
everything on my phone. I have put it on airplane mode.
You should probably do that.
Yeah. Static.
This is Matthew from Albuquerque.
Hey,
how are you?
Of course it is. You know, I'm doing all right.
He's doing really well.
It's good to hear you guys.
Yeah, it's good to be here.
Having a nice morning already.
We are.
It's way too early Wednesday.
It is way too early Wednesday.
Do you want anything?
I agree. It's way too early.
Would you consider Sean Siegler your best friend?
Yeah, well, actually, let me tell you guys. Yes, actually met each other. We actually met on our, I guess it was, what is it called? Jumpstart Day for OBJ Mills School.
Uh-huh.
It was August 10th we met each other.
Wow.
We've been friends ever since, so it's like a long time.
He called yesterday.
Yeah, I did. Unfortunately, I didn't get to hear it because I had my MP3 off.
Mm.
I guess I was helping our driver. Yeah, I mean, she's left.
You guys sound a lot alike.
I remember that time last year he called in for the first time. Yeah. I actually have that recorded on my MP3, and he still thinks it's funny.
Wow.
That's hilarious. You guys...
Yes.
You guys tell each other everything, huh?
Yeah, we actually do, and apparently
we text
each other when we're on the phone. We're on the phone.
That's what best friends
do. Let's see, an hour and a half.
Uh huh.
So good thing my mom and dad have unlimited minutes on our phone.
Good thing.
Unlimited minutes, unlimited talking text. That's what it is. I love it.
I have that too.
So what do you want to hear? What do you want to hear on this way too early Wednesday?
Today I would sure love. Fall, Goliath, Fall by Project 86.
Ooh.
This time, I would sure want to dedicate that out to my first period teacher, This is Arcaria.
Yeah, have you heard their brand new song? Project 86 just released a brand new song.
And I think it's going to be your new favorite song.
I know. I almost want to play the new song instead.
You're kidding me. Do you know what the name of the song is?
It's called Omerta's Sons.
You know, I actually play that instead. I would sure love that.
All right.
It's going to go on your list.
I will absolutely play that. Going out to who at LBJ?
Mr. Zakaria.
Mr. Zakaria.
First period teacher.
Right on.
Thank you, guys. Bye-bye.
All right, Matthew from Albuquerque, everybody.
Request facebook.com/mystaticradio, or you can call us.
Yeah, 505-338-3700, the phone number. Time now for a request that we haven't been able to play because it's not in the system, but I happen to have it right here.
On your phone.
I know. I love this. Thanks, Jim the engineer.
That's right.
Such a wonderful man.
Thanks, Jim.
The song's called Undying. It's Demon Hunter, Steve-O and Mitch.
In the morning.
Static Radio. Let go.
Good morning.
Steve-O, Mitch.
Static Radio.
Those guys have a brand new track.
Is this it?
No.
I can't remember what their track is called.
That's from End of Silence.
I don't know their albums.
That's from their very, very first project. Can I just say we have a stacked show on Friday?
Yes. Yes, you may.
This is how my brain works. You know when you're like thinking about something and then your mind like catches up with real life? Like Red was playing, and I was thinking of Jason Rao. Jason Rao, who is currently working in the studio, making lots of records for amazing people. With Brandon Thigpen, who was formerly of Spoken. Spoken will be on the show Friday. Hey, Friday's going to be a crazy show.
It is.
Because we have Poema, we have Spoken.
Jared.
We've got Jared from Gozier coming in. We've got Sam Swan. We've got a ton of stuff.
Pack day.
It's going to be amazing. So make sure you keep it locked for that. And Poema coming in for a very special reason because Christmas. Good old Christmas.
That's right.
This Sunday night at the Lobo Theater for King and Country and Poema going to be rocking a Christmas show.
7 o'clock.
Yeah, there's going to be hot cocoa. There's going to be spiced cider. And hopefully there's going to be your booty in a seat watching some amazing Christmas music.
I think it's going to be a really great concert.
Yeah.
I'm excited.
So you can check out all the details at mystaticradio.com. Bing Crosby's going to be there?
Doubt it. Highly doubt it.
Zombie Bing Crosby?
Gross.
Zombing Crosby.
Zombing Crosby. Yes, he will for sure
be
there.
He will be there for sure. That would be amazing.
The guy, if you're looking at some guy and thinking, is that him? It is.
Oh, man, I'm making a t-shirt. Zombing Crosby. He's going to be singing in the rain. Is that what he did? Dancing? Singing in the rain?
No.
Singing in the rain.
No, it wasn't Bing Crosby.
That wasn't Bing Crosby?
No.
Are you sure?
Mm-hmm.
He was the White Christmas guy.
Yes.
That's all he did?
I don't know. He probably has done other stuff.
All right. Well, all right. Speaking of super amazing people.
Me!
No, not you. Not right now.
Oh.
Samuel L. Jackson. He played Mace Windu in the Star Wars prequels.
He asked back on.
Well, no, because he died.
I remember that. I remember that was confusing.
And what was the dumbest death of all time?
Yeah, I remember watching him die and thought, really?
That's it?
What year are we in?
What just happened? That was the lamest death of all time.
Didn't he like fall into space?
No, he was the one, he was like over the Emperor and it was like, yes, I just totally beat down the Emperor. Who's incredible and skilled and awesome. And then Anakin was like, ew, but I need him. And then like does this weird random upswing with his lightsaber and somehow takes out Mace Windu. And it's like, come on, bro.
Yeah, right.
He just like went toe-to-toe with the Emperor and beat him. He's a way awesomer Jedi than you. And he's Sam Jackson.
Samuel L. Jackson.
Well, recently Star Wars announced that they're making more movies. And so, of course, everyone's coming out of the woodwork.
Oh, good.
Mark Hamill said he would reprise his role as Luke Skywalker. Harrison Ford said he'd be interested in playing Han Solo again. Carrie Fisher said she'd be interested in playing Princess Leia. Lando Calrissian, okay. Billy Dee Williams.
Okay.
He said, yeah, man, I'm Billy Dee Williams. He wants to do.
What about James Earl Jones?
You know, the one dude that matters. Actually, he couldn't do anymore because Darth Vader's no longer with us.
What?
I'm sorry. Did you not see Return of the Jedi?
I don't remember that part. Can't he play a different part?
That actually doesn't matter, apparently, because Sam Jackson said, quote, "I'm not surprised, but totally geeked by the idea of there being more Star Wars. It's like, okay, Obi-Wan was dead when episode 4 started. Okay. So maybe everyone thinks I'm dead, and we'll find out what happened to Mace Windu. I can come back as a one-armed or one-handed Jedi that's still around that didn't actually die.
Ooh.
Or I could be that ghost hologram. I don't care. I just want to stay associated with the franchise."
I could be that ghost hologram.
That's what he said. End quote.
Just like that?
Yeah. Quote, "I could do that or be a ghost hologram." As far as what makes Sam Jackson want to come back, well, it's Star Wars. He said, quote, "I just always loved it. I've always loved the idea of it, that there's this whole civilization out there somewhere else that's just as much fun and different and diverse and wild as we are." Ewan McGregor said he would love to come back and reprise his role as Obi-Wan.
How did you feel about him?
But that doesn't... I thought he was incredible.
Okay.
But these are movies that are coming later.
Yeah.
Why?
Right.
But I digress.
Okay.
It's way too early Wednesday.
It is.
Static.
Oh, what's up? Okay.
Sup?
I was, at first I thought you said that Samuel L. Jackson had died, and you were saying that he died later.
No, yeah, Sam Jackson will never
die. That is so harsh, even for you.
I didn't say he died.
No, his character,
Mace Windu, he ceased to be on Star Wars.
And then I was clarifying, I was just like, brushing my teeth, and you said he died, I was just like, no.
No.
He's still alive. Do not worry.
Sam Jackson is still alive. Which is why when I just quoted him, those were words he said because he's still alive.
Okay. Yes. Cool.
Yes.
Okay. Song request for Way Too Early Wednesday, if you can play it.
Because you obviously need to wake up.
Yeah.
I know. I am awake, but I love this song. Casting Off by the Beautiful Republic.
Casting Off.
Yeah.
All right.
Awesome, thank you.
I'll look for it, because, yeah, all right, thanks. We actually don't have that song.
What are you going to do now?
I don't know. This Beautiful Republic.
No.
This Beautiful Republic.
There it is!
No.
Oh, well, just them.
You know, speaking of the Republic, Sam Jackson
is alive!
Oh, it's way too early Wednesday. Steve-O and Mitch hanging out with you until I just can't take it anymore.
In the morning.
Static Radio. Pilots, holding on to you.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Steve-O and Mitch.
6:50 a.m.
Got about 10 minutes left of Way Too Early Wednesday. You can get your requests in. Got to take a quick break. I know we got some Blindside on the way back. It is 12. Do you understand?
I do.
Billions of people will be getting married today.
Billions? I doubt it.
Gajillions.
Gajillions or cajillions?
I don't even think there's a wedding on campus today, huh?
No.
No, there's not.
I don't know if they actually... Well, do they do midweek weddings? I don't know.
I don't know.
It's
apparently
Wednesday.
Today is like the day.
Yeah, but today would be
Everybody's
really hard to have a wedding.
Out.
Because it's Wednesday. We have Wednesday service. Unless they got married at like noon.
So what I would do is I would just go to the courthouse.
Just so you have the
and
date.
And then, yes, and then you have like the crazy wedding with the reception and all that later. But then you can say, well, and this is our wedding date.
That would be cool.
Because there's seriously, we'll talk about it. 12, 12, 12. Numerologists freaking out
at
today.
At 12, 12.
Ugh. See, I wouldn't care that much.
Why?
That'd be way
and
too
12
much.
12 seconds.
Way too much work. All right. Okay. We want to start at 12:08. You got to get through everything so that exactly at 12:12 we do the kiss.
What if they finish way too early and they're like, okay, we're just going to hang out for a bit.
Gotta hang out. All right. Anybody want to say anything?
No. Nobody has anything to say.
Static.
Hi. Can I request the song?
Yes, you can.
Danger, Wild Man by The Devil Wears Prada.
Danger, Wild Man.
By Tidwip. Yeah.
Does that mean, is that the song like, Danger,
Wild
Man on the loose?
Exactly.
Or it's like, hey, Danger.
Be either or.
Okay.
All right, thanks.
I think you looked into that title.
It is way too early Wednesday.
Yes.
So we got some Blindside and apparently now some Tidwhip.
Tidwhip.
To finish things off.
Okay.
All right. So it's Wednesday.
It's Wednesday.
I'm waiting for you.
Teresa from ABQ Rescue.
Oh, okay,
in
cool. You're going to keep talking. All right, cool.
And then we have, it's Wednesday. What else happens on Wednesday?
Oh, you know what? I want to say a big thanks to all the listeners who brought in. We have blankets. We have jackets. We have tons of clothes. And you can bring those in. I will walk them out to Teresa's car today.
Oh, that's nice.
Very excited.
Good.
It's cool.
Steve-O and Mitch.
Thank you. That's all I've been waiting for you to say all morning. In the morning.
Static Radio.
Okay. Highly disturbing.
Truly disgusting.
I can't believe what I'm hearing right now.
Yeah.
Ladies and gentlemen, I give you Steve-O and Mitch.
Good morning.
Hello.
7:05. It is 12:12:12.
Is that all you had?
That's all I had to say.
That was a good way too early Wednesday.
Was it?
I really, yeah. Well, if we're ending with Blindside.
Yeah.
I know the song was
it's
a little
crazy
bit...
that it went like so insane with Tidwhip.
Tidwhip.
And then
we had to bring it back
into
down.
Obscurity. Yeah. With some Blindside. So we're like, it's way too early Wednesday. Time to wake up.
I love that song, though.
I do, too.
Okay.
It's an incredible,
so like
worshipful
a
song. In fact, get to our Facebook page, facebook.com/mystaticradio. Just recently added Lynd Forrest to our repertoire of likes.
That's right. Lynd Forrest.
Speaking of likes, you just scrolled past.
Ah, yes. Do you want to talk about this?
Probably what I like more than anything right now.
Because I still haven't seen it.
I watched it 7 times yesterday.
Of course you did.
I'm not
being
funny.
Twice with Yo.
3 times in a row.
Twice with Yo, 1 time with Stever, and yeah. I avoided it.
Then I watched it when I got home. I showed my wife. I showed my boys. I mean, it was like, hey, guys want to see the trailer? I called Joey right away. Dude, watch this trailer right now with me on the phone.
Ready, set, play.
Okay.
And you watched it together.
Uh-huh. What's happening right now? Are you at some part? Oh, yeah. Yeah, that's part.
What I love about the teaser, I've only seen the teaser.
For those
it looks
who don't
beautiful.
Know what I'm talking
oh,
about.
Oh, yes. Superman. Man of Steel.
Man of Steel. The brand new trailer released yesterday for the brand new Superman movie coming out.
It's about 2 minutes and 33 seconds
this
long.
This summer. And this summer cannot get here fast enough.
Yeah, it looks really good. It looks beautiful.
It was the best 2 minutes and 33 seconds of my life. I don't know if I can really say that, but it was pretty good. Oh, I'm like, what happened to her music? Your arm.
I'm sorry.
Hit the mouse.
Oops.
You stop playing.
Sorry.
Soups. Okay. For those that aren't like nerdy superhero fans like me, I think you'll still dig it.
Yeah, I know. It looks beautiful. I'm afraid to like it because I've been so disappointed with all the other movies.
Yeah, dude. Facebook.com/mystaticradio. Get there. The guide posted. The brand new Man of Steel trailer, and I'm telling you, I think it's going to be the greatest movie ever.
Of the summer?
No, never.
Of the summer. Just of the summer.
Man, I see.
You can't say greatest movie ever.
First superhero movie I ever saw was Superman the movie. Christopher Reeve, and I was like a 6-year-old running around with a red cape and a little bobby pin to keep it on, flying around the living room, because I believed a man could fly.
So it's not the best movie ever. It's the best movie ever to you because of nostalgia.
I don't know, man. Zack Snyder directs it. He did Watchmen, 300, Sucker Punch. Very visually, incredibly amazing.
It'll be good, at least, that way.
You haven't even seen the trailer.
I saw the teaser.
Yeah, yeah.
And that was like... Whoa, what's going on?
Dude,
the
cast looks amazing.
Yeah.
You got Kevin Costner playing Pa Kent or Jonathan Kent.
Okay.
You've got Ma Kent being played by Diane Lane.
Okay.
His biological father, Jor-El, played by Russell Crowe.
Hmm.
Amy Adams plays Lois Lane.
I love her.
Awesome. Lawrence Fishburne is in it. He plays Perry White.
Interesting.
The editor of the Daily Planet. I'm such a nerd.
Yeah, you know a lot of information about this movie that I didn't know about until just now.
I'm telling you, it's going to be amazing. Get there. 2 minutes and 33 seconds.
You
go
won't
watch
regret it. I say you won't regret it, but I don't know.
I seriously watched it 7 times yesterday. Stever.
Hey.
Hi.
Forgot the most important role.
Superman?
No.
Oh. Clark Kent? Clark Kent?
No.
Henry Cavill?
No. Jimmy Olsen?
Ah, yes. I don't know who plays Jimmy Olsen.
Yeah, why not?
Yeah,
fanboy?
Michael Shannon plays Zod, General Zod. That's probably actually going to be one of the biggest roles.
Yeah. Who plays General Zod?
Michael Shannon.
You're going to have to help me out.
He's like one of those arty actors that has done arty movies that I haven't seen.
Oh. Hold on. Michael Shannon.
IMDb. IMDb, that guy. We'll find out.
Oh, that guy. I still don't know what he's part of.
You see his face and you're like, yeah.
What movies are
you? He was in
Vanilla Sky, Pearl Harbor, Bad Boys 2, Take Shelter. I've never heard of that movie.
Oh, see Bad Boys 2. You had me at Bad Boys 2.
Machine Gun Preacher.
He was a Machine Gun Preacher?
Yeah.
I never saw that.
He played Donnie, apparently. I didn't see it either.
Donnie from New Kids on the Block?
Yes.
Yes.
That's who he played.
Yeah.
Crazy that he made an appearance in that movie. I mean, he didn't. I don't know any of these other movies.
Okay. Well, he was in some good ones, apparently.
He was in Bug.
Bug?
From 2006.
Not A Bug's Life? Like, not the Pixar movie?
He was in 8 Mile?
Okay. I think he was a guard. He was an angry guard. In fact, that's what it says. Angry guard. What?
So you like Zack Snyder as a director?
Love him.
Okay.
Why?
I just got a text message that said, too bad the new Superman movie is directed by Zack Snyder, so it's probably going to be terrible.
Wow. Who did you get that text from?
Another movie junkie. My brother-in-law.
Who obviously knows nothing about film.
You are starting a flat-out war, and this is all going to go through me.
Yeah, sorry. Under oath for you now, Steve O. Mitch.
In the morning.
Static Radio.
There are things happening, and this page didn't load. Dang it. Be careful if you're on the road right now, because I don't know what's going on, and so it could be crazy out there.
It's cold.
It's crazy cold.
I can do a weather report while you're getting traffic prepared, because that's what they do on the news.
Precipitation. Then there would be ice.
All right, everybody. This morning, weather's going to be a little cold. If you look over here where it's yellow and reddish, it looks like it's going to be a little cold. Nor is it to the south. It looks like the high is today going to be a 32 degrees in Albuquerque.
I'm trying to get my app up as well. It's not working. Can I stop doing weather?
Yes.
Okay, cool. You ready to do traffic?
There's one thing to say. One thing. The road construction is reduced to one lane on Coors and Central. That's your look at traffic.
It's awful over there.
It's really bad over there.
Yeah, that's where our church is, over on Coors and Sage.
That's right.
Like 3 lights south of that. And it is reduced to one lane, and it takes 45 minutes to go 3 blocks.
So
it's terrible.
Don't go to Coors and Central.
Avoid that. Take Blue Water, take Unser, take Old Coors.
Anything else. It's not new Coors.
Yes. It's actually just called Coors.
Okay.
Old Coors. You don't have to call it new Coors.
New Coors.
That's why we're called New Mexico, because Mexico's just Mexico.
It's not Old Mexico?
That'd be cool if they were Old Mexico and we could just... Well, no, that'd be confusing, because there's already just a Mexico.
Yeah. And that's your look at traffic.
All right, for weather, it's going to be 18 degrees outside right now. Feels like 10. There's a high of 31 today, low of 16 tonight. Overnight, so it looks like it's going to dip into the 20s and the teens. And we get ready for Thursday, high of 52. Partly cloudy tomorrow. It's going to be mostly sunny today with humidity of 64 degrees. Blah, blah, blah.
And on to other news, it's December 12th, 2012.
That means it's
12-12-12, also known as National 12-Hour Fresh Breath Day.
Oh!
You can visit National 12-Hour Fresh Breath Day.com for more information. It's dedicated to educating people about the connection between periodontal health and heart disease. Bad breath is often an indicator of a more serious underlying health condition. Heart disease is one of the most leading causes of death in the United States. The studies indicate a well-established link between oral and heart health. In fact, according to the American Academy of Periodontology, 75% of Americans suffer from periodontal disease, which increases their chances for heart disease.
You're supposed to kick it to me. Haven't you ever been a news reporter before?
Coming up next is Poinsettia Day. PoinsettiaDay.com. In July of 2002, the House of Representatives representatives created...
What are you doing?
...Poinsettia Day passing... I'm reading all the information.
You're that news reporter who is stingy and stealing all the camera time.
And last but not least, Gingerbread House Day. Today is Gingerbread House Day, so gather with your family, your friends, your coworkers, or just casual acquaintances and whip up a few houses for ingestion. Except we prefer to...
I am we, so they say.
They had to do that on purpose.
Yep. Steve-O and Mitch, good morning. Welcome to Static Radio.
Oh, I'm so glad to be inside right now.
It is so cold outside.
So cold. It is freezing.
It is.
We just got back from the Soap-O.
The soaps. Had to get an Americano because it's seriously so cold outside. Also of note, it's cold inside, apparently. I didn't know that. I'm gonna get in trouble. I know I'm gonna get in trouble. What? Somebody's gonna call. I just know. I almost don't want to share this story.
You have to share it now. What did you do?
Okay.
What did you do?
I'm gonna get in trouble. I know I'm gonna get in trouble.
What did you do?
Well, you know how it's that time of year. Gets a little cold outside. Well, we just had a baby.
Yep.
We had to move our other sons into one room.
Mm-hmm.
So they have bunk beds now. Whoa! So we put them in one room. Whoa! Sorry, you just can't do that. You can't not do that when the song comes on. Our boys share a room. They have bunk beds. So we had to move all their stuff combined into one room. And they had fish tanks.
Oh, yeah.
And the fish tanks, yeah. Remember, we had fish tanks.
Yeah, I know where they are now.
Have fish tanks, yeah. We had to move them to the garage. Our garage is insulated.
Mm-hmm.
It gets really warm in the garage, right? And so I didn't hook up the heaters because they're like tropical fish, but it was like really warm in the garage. And so I didn't want them to like super fry. So they've been in the garage for like months. I feed them. They're fine.
You put your fish in the garage. Okay.
I did not know it was going to be so cold. I didn't know how cold it was going to get. They're all dead.
No!
They're all dead. They're all dead. I have no other way of saying it.
They were all alive like a week ago.
They were all alive yesterday. All of them.
Yesterday
not
morning?
Like, so last night, I'm like, hey, guys, Jeter boys, I got to tell you something, and I'm really sorry. I'm really sorry. But the fish, and it was like, oh, one of the fish died? And I'm like...
You're awful!
Nope. Not one. Close. Close. All of them are dead.
And did they cry?
All of them. the worst
gosh.
Father in the universe.
I can't believe you let them die.
I killed all the fish. It's so cold.
Yeah.
It's so cold
and
outside.
And you put the fish in the garage.
Well, they were fine in the garage. Yeah. Stever.
Hey.
Hi.
Let's try to salvage what we can.
All right.
No, they're all dead.
No, let's try to salvage what we can. You'll see where I'm going, Mitch.
Okay.
Sushi?
Steve-O?
Yeah.
Do you have any geckos?
I don't.
I thought you had geckos.
They died, too.
We had two leopard geckos. They're both...
They died.
They're okay. Both gone.
Do you have any cats?
No.
No.
He does have a dog.
How about a dog?
I have a dog.
Okay, Steve-O.
Yeah.
I know the dog has fur.
Yes. I keep him inside.
Okay.
He sleeps in the boys' room.
Do not put him in the garage.
Don't put the dog in the garage.
We put his bed in the boys' room.
ASPCA.
What is that?
ASPCA.
Yep.
As soon
as possible. ASPCA. As all together.
No, A-S.
Think Sarah McLachlan.
In the arms of the angel, fly away from here.
Nope, I don't know what you're talking about.
I don't. What is that? What is SPCA?
The animal
ASP.
Animal security protection.
Animal services.
Animal protection. Animal service protection. Community of awesome. The animal service protection community of awesome.
Of awesome. Yes.
Yes, we know them. We know them well.
The
obviously.
ASPCA, of course.
Mm-hmm. I don't know.
I'm so sorry for your fish. I'm sorry for your children.
Yeah, I am.
Were they all really upset?
I'm a phenomenal father.
Were they really upset? And of course you did not flush them down the toilet because that would have been illegal.
Ah, I learned that last time the fish died. This isn't our first rodeo.
You shouldn't get animals anymore.
Yeah, I'm not going to get any more fish. I think my favorite part was, like, Luke was like, oh, what? What? I'm like, yeah, they're all dead. They froze to death. They're not even floating on the top. They're at the bottom, frozen. Like in the bottom of the tank. And I was like, oh, I don't even know how to fake this one. I can't run to the pet stores are closed. I can't just go buy more fish and fake it, pretend like they're still there. And then Jack, who I was really worried about because he's had these two like Danios forever. Because we've gotten fish and fish and fish, but these Danios are like survivalists. They were his first two fish, and then we put other fish in, and then apparently they're aggressive fish. And they're like, la 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 la. And so they're like, no, you got to get other aggressive fish. So we got a shark. Ate the shark. Got all these
the
fish.
Shark?
And so these fish were like, oh, they're going to live forever. So then last night I'm telling him, and Luke's like, oh, man, oh, okay. Like, bummed out. And I tell Jack, I'm like, hey, man, your fish are gone. I'm really sorry. And I start going into my speech about how I'm just an idiot.
I'm so sorry. This is my fault.
I'm so sorry.
I can't believe it.
I put them in the garage, and they're frozen.
This.
And Jack says, oh, that's okay. They were jerk faces anyways. They ate all my other fish. I didn't like those fish. That's cool. And I was like, oh, I did something right.
Oh, wow. It's amazing.
Jack's an exhorter.
Faces. Yeah. They were jerk
faces. He helps
anyway.
Me in times of trauma. Yeah.
He just made that situation a lot easier
he
for
really
you.
He really did. He was great. He was stoked. And he was like, that's okay. They were the not nicest fish in the universe. Yeah, he said that's actually exactly what he called them. He said they were jerk faces. It's okay, they were jerk faces. They ate all
they
my
were.
Other fish.
Yeah.
I'm like, yeah, yeah.
Rude.
They did. They really were jerks.
Ugh.
They kept to themselves.
Well, then I'm happy for him.
Yeah.
I am so happy for him.
But I learned a lesson. Never, ever, 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 ever put me in charge of your animals.
Yeah. I wouldn't.
Ever.
I wouldn't.
Like, if you and Kelly ever go on vacation and go out of town.
I'm not asking you to.
Don't ask me to feed your dogs.
Nah.
Or your cat.
No.
Dog cats? Cat dogs.
Dogs.
Dogs cat.
Cat.
Especially don't ask me to watch the cat.
Ooh, but she doesn't need much washing. Just make sure there's food in the bowl and water.
Oh, okay.
That's it.
Yeah, I'm the worst. I haven't learned that whole thing called responsibility. I'm thankful.
Have three kids.
My kids are around. Static.
Hey, Steve-O.
Yep.
I hate to say it, but you're a fish killer.
I am!
Yes, he is.
Yes, I'm sorry, but I had some fish like that in the garage, and I said, nope, I can't leave them in there. I need to take them back inside, and I put them back inside, so they're still alive.
Hey!
Good for
good
you.
Good for you. I didn't know!
Oh, whatever.
Well, it's gonna get way below zero in that garage.
Yeah.
PETA is angry.
Yeah. Yes. I'm sorry. Yeah.
Like the guy from Hunger Games. PETA is angry.
Okay, you guys have a good one.
You too, man. Yeah, I'm a fish killer. I have not flushed them down the toilet.
What have you done with them?
They're still in the
no,
tank.
No, they are not.
I have come to work.
That is disgusting.
Then what am I supposed to do?
Did you find out this morning?
No.
Did you find out yesterday?
Yes.
And you had time to tell your kids about it.
Yeah.
So now they can still go into the garage and see their dead fish.
Yeah. Yeah, they're still there. I had to come to work. What was I supposed to do?
You found out yesterday?
Yeah. What was I supposed to do? Maybe.
You found out yesterday, not this morning.
No, I found out. Actually, I found out on Tuesday.
What?
I mean Monday. It's Wednesday. My days are messed up.
You found out,
I found out 2 days
Tuesday.
Ago. I found out 2 days ago. But I didn't want to tell them because they were having such a good day on Monday evening. Monday Night Football, I didn't want to ruin anything.
Monday Night Football, of course, that's what you had to worry about.
They obviously cared so much because the fish were dead at the bottom of the fish tank all Monday and all Tuesday, and I told them last night, and they had no idea.
Okay.
So they obviously cared.
That's gross.
So much.
That's gross.
I'll take care of it this weekend.
Oh, gross.
I don't have time.
You have plenty of time.
When am I going to clean up dead fish?
When you get home today.
I don't have time for that.
Really?
Yeah.
Are you going to play a video game?
You know what? Get off my back.
Are you going to play a video game today?
Halo 4.
Because you can change that video game part.
Just came out with new downloadable content.
Oh,
it's a Crimson map pack.
So download it, and while it's downloading, because that's going to take a while.
Yeah.
Go clean out the fish tank.
Static.
Yes, Steve-O.
Yep.
This is me again.
Hi.
For the fish.
Yeah.
Hey, I got an idea how to get rid of them.
Oh, see? I like this.
Just bury them.
Oh, see? I can do that. Next to the geckos, and the cat, and the dogs.
Yeah.
I'm just kidding. I've never... Thanks for the call. Yeah, see? I have leopard geckos in the backyard with little tombstones, like the size of an M&M.
Oh, see?
Yep.
The size of an M&M. See?
I don't know.
Just take...
I'm going to take care of it today.
Okay.
Or Saturday. Whenever I have time.
You know what? Just do whatever you want, but it's going to smell bad in there.
No, it's not, because it's frozen. They're like fish-sicles.
Oh, good. Then they're so good for dinner, then.
Yeah, exactly. They're frozen in carbonite. It's amazing. Yeah. I love it.
Gross.
Finn Solo. Frozen in carbonite. It's amazing. I love it. Coming right back, the Rocket Boys. Steve-O and Mitch.
In the morning.
Static Radio. 505-338-3700 is the phone number. I killed some fish.
Yeah, you did.
I didn't mean to.
Yeah, you did.
No, I did not!
Sure.
It is very cold outside.
It is.
Coming up, we're actually going to have a serious conversation with somebody because it is so cold outside. Our dear friend Teresa from the Albuquerque Rescue Mission.
Mm-hmm.
Just moments away. I'm excited for that.
Me too.
Good times.
We have a lot of things to take to her car.
Yes, we do.
Because Static Radio is a drop-off point.
Yes, we are.
ABQ Rescue.
We'll talk about all of that right around the corner, but right now we got some POD songs called Higher. Steve-O and Mitch.
In the morning.
Static. Local submission. From the real Matt Jones. Christmas anthem. Good morning.
Good morning.
Happy Wednesday, everybody. Speaking of local submissions, if you would like to submit your music, you can do so at our website, mystaticradio.com. We have a locals rule section. You can send us your MP3s. I promise we'll play them. And sometimes we keep them.
Sometimes we play them.
And
more
we'll
than
play
once.
Them all the time.
Like the real Matt Jones.
Yeah.
It's a great song. Jinx. Steve-O.
Okay, cool. Thanks.
I can't.
So I'm like, we kind of do a radio show together.
Yeah, for those
There's
on the
no
webcam,
way.
It'd be great.
So it's 12-12-12. And there are many, many, many wedding bells chiming today.
Yeah, I'm a little jealous.
15,000.
15,000.
15,000 people will tie the knot.
In the state of...
Exactly, right? That's just according to one bridal survey. Thousands of... I mean, this is a once in a century.
Yeah. No, I'm really jealous.
Why?
Because
12, 12, 12?
It's such a cool date. No, I tried to find the coolest date.
Should have waited.
It'd have been like 4 years.
Exactly. No. To me, honestly, I'm going to say something that's going to be such a guy thing to say.
Okay.
Does it really matter?
Yes.
Why?
Because, one, you want the guy to remember it. No okay, guy's going to forget
that. So that's why 12, 12, 12, so people will remember it. I remember mine just fine. October. I'm just kidding. October 18th.
Yeah, see, I just like the way mine sounds, 9-19-09.
Uh-huh. So does it really matter?
Yeah.
In the grand scheme, if that's what you're so focused on is the date?
I like the date.
I think you should be focusing on, like, I don't know, the rest of your life.
That's important,
why I think
too.
Premarital counseling,
you know,
stuff
what?
Like that's super important so that you get to know the person before all of a sudden you're like living with someone. You're like, I don't know what's happening.
Yeah, no, I think that's really important.
Marriage is hard.
Yeah.
And thousands upon thousands of couples tying the knot today, obviously. It's 12-12-12. Popular date across the globe. French news agency, the Agence de France, reports that in Hong Kong, nearly four times as many couples will be married today as compared to last year. In Singapore, 540 couples going to be married today, eight times as many from the previous year. To put things in perspective, there's a 1,446% increase from last year, 12-12-11.
That's amazing.
A lot of people getting married.
A lot of people getting married.
So numerologists, of course, freaking out because this is the last one.
for a century, peeps.
But this is a cool birthday to have, too. I know someone who has a birthday today.
12-12?
Mm-hmm.
That's cool.
Yeah.
I was really hoping Brody would pop out like 11-11.
Oh, yeah.
That would have been fun.
That would have been awesome.
But
11-11-12.
He waited. He hung out.
He did. He really
for a while.
Yeah.
Now he can roll over. He really can.
No way.
2.5 weeks. She puts him on his stomach and he goes boop and kicks himself over. And I'm like, you are kidding me. That was accidental. Put him back on his stomach.
Need it again?
Dude can roll over. He's 3 weeks old.
Yeah, he's 3 weeks old.
He was overdue. So apparently.
He's already about to walk.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah. It's crazy to me.
That is crazy.
So, little 3 week old bundle of awesomeness. But here's the thing. There's a drawback to the date 12-12-12.
Why?
Well, it's Wednesday.
See, okay, that's why I didn't
that's
get married.
That's a horrible day.
That's why
to
I
get
didn't
married.
Get married on 9-9-9. Because it was like a Wednesday or something. And I couldn't do that. No one would be at my wedding. It'd be really depressing.
If it was on a Friday or a weekend, could you imagine?
Oh, it'd be crazy.
I'm wondering why people aren't taking the opportunity. You know, 12-21-12, next Friday.
End
we're definitely going to talk about this because it's the last day on
the
Earth.
End of the world.
Start writing your list now. We're going to be talking a little bit about, you know, what you're going to do for your last day on
you
Earth.
You said it's definitely the end of the world, but it's definitely not for sure.
It's definitely a maybe.
Well, yeah, it's definitely a maybe.
Today could be the last day. We don't know.
It could be.
But 12-21, according to the Mayans.
Yeah.
It's going to happen.
Just to the Mayans?
I don't know.
I don't know. But today's 12-12-12.
12-12-12.
That's exciting.
Weddings, blah, all that fun stuff. So, I don't know.
I don't have anything special planned. Everybody keeps asking me, what are you doing for 12-12-12? I don't.
Working.
Yeah, I'll definitely be at work. It's
regularly,
a Wednesday.
Then I got to go bury some fish. Then you're going to come over and help me put lights on my house.
Yeah.
Yep.
That's what's happening.
The boys, I think, stayed home today.
Oh.
To help with that very thing.
The lights?
Yeah.
Oh, that's nice.
Yeah, I'm excited. Static.
Hey, Mitch.
Hey.
Steve-O, how you doing?
It's no name.
No name. Hey, something very significant. 12-12-12 at 12-12 this afternoon.
Uh-huh.
You know what's going to happen?
No.
Lunchtime.
Oh,
that's not
yes.
it, okay? So, you know, the Mayan calendar ends 12-21. You know, my calendar ends December 31st every year, and I don't get all freaked out about it. You know, they just had a big rock. They ran out of space. Their calendar was done.
So they had to go
I just
Hallmark
really don't
Mayan
get
doing.
It, you know?
Exactly.
Yeah.
Do you really think we're going anywhere?
No.
No. I feel like, anything, that's the day Jesus is not coming back.
Exactly,
because
then we
so
would know
obvious.
It, and then it would be, you know, against Scripture. That just doesn't work.
Yeah, it'd be way too obvious.
But on the other side of things, I'm waiting till the 22nd to mail my Christmas cards, because I really don't want to put all that out there if it's just not going to matter. So
yeah, but then if it's not going to matter, why not just put it out early and, you know, pay for it, and who cares? Because you don't need the money. Know what I'm saying?
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 You guys are on this morning. All right. I'll see you.
505-338-3700 is the phone number. It is 816.
The roadway is reduced to one lane at Central and Coors Southwest. And there is traffic lights are not working on San Mateo and Osuna. It will be slow. It will be very, very slow, especially since it's 8:16. Traffic is probably backed up very long way.
Yeah.
And that's your look at traffic.
Traffic brought to you by Solomon's Porch, 4001 Osuna Road Northeast on the Calvert campus. Phone number 505-338-3669. That's 505-338-3669. And our friend Thebes is just cruel.
What did he do?
At this point. I'm kind of bummed out with him.
What did he do?
He just texted.
Okay.
Guess what he's doing on 12-12-12.
On 12-12-12, he is ice skating.
Nope.
On 12-12-12, he is bear hunting.
Bear hunting?
On 12-12-12, he is going skydiving.
No.
On 12-12-12, he is going to sleep in.
He lives in SoCal.
In 12-12-12, he is going to the beach.
I'm going to give you a hint. At least I thought I was going to.
In 12-12-12, he's going to Disneyland!
So not cool.
Ah, that's so expensive for us.
Yeah.
Yeah. He probably has like a season pass or something. Or
something
pass.
Like that. I'm sure he does.
Ah.
Hope you have a
so
blast.
So worth it.
Hope you have a blast.
Have fun.
I hope Indiana Jones is closed.
I hear Justin Bieber is there often, so have fun.
Static.
Yeah, this is Joe.
Hi, Joe.
Hey, Mitch, you just had a traffic report. I just went by two accidents on Unser.
No way.
Oh, wow.
Yes. One's going south on the side of the road on Unser, and then the other one's going north on the other side of Unser on the north side.
Because some incredibly talentedly wonderful human being was staring at the other accident, not paying attention.
Yeah.
And exactly.
Oh.
Well.
Yep. So yeah. There's two accidents on Unser.
So avoid Unser at all costs.
There's the going east. I mean, going south, it's on the right-hand side, so that's all blocked up. And then on the going north, it's on the north side of the west, on the east side of this road. That's all blocked off.
Okay.
Thanks for the call.
So drive carefully and don't look at either of the accidents.
On Unser between Central and the freeway. My wife is in that right now.
Awesome.
All up in that.
Yeah, look how, see how that's not on the map at all? Do you see that right there?
This just in.
This website
Mitch
sucks.
Isn't the only one that's terrible at traffic reports.
I'm not terrible.
But thanks for everybody calling in.
They just don't. The map doesn't show me.
Uh-huh. So be careful on Unser. Somewhere obscurely north, south, east. We don't know.
Both sides of the road.
Or between Central and the freeway. Steve Omen.
In the morning.
Static.
In
a world that is full of greed and pain. New song.
Okay, it's really good.
It's absolutely amazing, and there for a while I had given up that they were going to put out new stuff.
And then they did it.
And then they put out new stuff, and I was reminded you just can never, ever stop believing in a good band.
Here's...
ever.
I see what you did there. I mean, they've been on this crazy journey.
Don't stop believing. Ah, I like that. Tied it in even more.
Yeah.
Right there.
That's right.
They will be here. Because their journey continues.
Their journey is continuing through New Mexico.
Friday, they will be in the studio hanging out with us, talking about the brand new record coming out
soon. As well as stuff that they're doing.
Yeah.
So.
Schedule, whatnot.
You know.
You can check out their Facebook or their website for details on what they're doing. Rocking an amazing Christmas, tour?
Thing. I like it.
They'll be in Albuquerque Friday.
I appreciate bands
talking
who
to us.
Dedicate tours to Christmas.
That's cool.
I love it.
So they'll be here hanging out with us Friday morning, as will Poema. They have a show this Sunday night at the Lobo Theater with For King and Country.
For King and Country.
You can check out details on that at mystaticradio.com. Now, here's the thing.
What's going on?
I've learned something. I've learned that if you post cool photos, people will like them. By the lots.
It's true. On Instagram?
Yeah.
It's true.
Dude, did you see the photo we posted yesterday?
It was so fun.
We've broken 150 likes.
On Facebook.
I love it.
That's amazing. I wonder how many likes we have on Static.
The DJs wanted to do something wonderful for you, our wonderful listener. You, sir, ma'am, whoever you may be. We decided to go to Coronado Mall and take a photo with the Mall Santa.
Thank you, Santa.
He was great.
From Coronado Mall.
Wasn't he great?
He was.
So we took a photo. We posted it to Instagram and to Facebook. You can check it out.
52 likes.
Hey, we need more people following us at MyStatic Radio.
Yeah, I know.
Instagram. Come on.
It's really cool. I mean, and we're not like, I don't know, never mind. There are tactics to get more followers, but we're not going to do that.
Okay, I have something really important to talk about.
Okay.
Read this new survey. And I thought, I haven't done this yet.
Okay.
I need to do this.
Okay.
New survey from automotive.com shows that 61% of all car owners have named their car.
Oh. Have you named your car?
No. I don't have a name for Red.
Your car's, blue.
Name is My car's not blue. But that would be funny.
Yeah, see?
That would actually kind of be hilarious. I should name it Blue.
You should name it Blue.
You're my boy, Blue!
But aren't cars supposed to be girls?
I could name him Blue Baru, because it's a Subaru.
Get Blue it? Blue Baru, I get it.
I'll be like, you're my boy, Blue Baru.
But isn't.
You're my boy.
So you haven't named your car?
I have not. 61% of people did. In fact, most popular names among the respondents to the survey. I got a list.
Can I guess?
Of the top eight, and I guess.
Betty.
Nope. That's actually really close, though.
Really?
Yeah.
Betsy?
Yes!
Really?
Yeah. Betsy's on the list.
Okay. Lynn? Is Lynn on the list?
Nope. There's one that starts with L.
Leslie?
Nope.
Lorraine?
Nope.
Lori?
Nope.
Laura?
Nope. Liza Minnelli?
Liza?
No.
Lisa?
No. Oh, no. Thought you had it.
Elise.
No.
Lee.
No, you're colder. Lise. Colder.
Lucy. Lucy.
Yeah, there you go. All right. Good. I'm helping you way too much. 505-338-3700. Have you named your car?
I've never thought of doing that.
I have not either. I'm not going to lie. I think in high school, maybe, I named one of them.
Really?
Yeah.
I feel like that just creates an attachment that I don't want to have.
Here's a list of the top names from automotive.com. Silver Bullet.
Really? That's not even like a person name.
Penny.
Okay.
Lucy.
Okay.
Christine.
Okay.
Christine.
What am I missing?
Christine.
Is that a car name that I should definitely know?
Yes!
I don't know what you're talking
Only
about.
One of the more famous Stephen King novels.
Oh, of course, Christine.
You have no idea what I'm talking about, do you?
Of course I do. It's Christine, the car.
It's one of the scariest stories of all time.
It was terrifying.
It was the story of the car, and the car was
the car
real.
When the car was real.
And it... The car was
the
real?
The car was real.
Oh. You have no idea what I'm talking about.
I don't know what you're talking about.
It was Christine, and it locked the dude in, and it was like...
Oh, yeah, when it locked possessed. The dude in. It was,
it's like a scary car.
Was it a Transformer?
Came out when I was like 6 years old, so
no, I don't know.
Negative in age.
I think you're making this up.
Static.
Hey.
Hello.
Yeah, so I totally named my car.
What's your car's name?
Well, when I first got my car, I named it Percival and then called it Percy.
I like that.
But then within the last year, I changed it to Jarvis.
Jarvis. I like that. Okay. Did you see Iron Man for the first time or what?
No, well, I've seen it, but like then when the Avengers came out, like I really got into it, and so I was like, okay, I'm gonna name it Jarvis, and so my car is a little black Batmobile named Jarvis.
See, and that's on the list of top names, number 2 on the list, Batmobile.
Huh?
Really?
Yep.
That's funny.
So there it is. Thanks for
the call,
Jarvis.
Uh-huh.
All right. See, we gotta come up with cool names for our cars.
You said 61% of people.
61% of car owners have named their car. So we want to know, 505-338-3700. Steve on Mitch, bringing you some UMath. Song is called Picture.
Picture.
61% of all car owners have named their car.
And it's true. I'm out of
Thebes said 61% of car owners must be women.
No.
That's what he said.
You're out Static. Of control, Thebes.
Yeah, hey, my first car that I drove to high school was the Chevette, because it was a little Chevette that had no power.
Nice.
And then my riders started calling it the Squirrel Masher, because you know what happened one day. So I did not appreciate that. I loved my little Chevette.
There you go.
Terrible.
Mama Grace. Bye-bye. Good day.
The first time I ever drove, I hit a squirrel.
The first time you ever drove? Maybe
ever.
It was a sign.
Of me.
You should just not
Actually, I was afraid.
Do that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Ever. It was the worst.
I need to name my car.
I have a few suggestions.
Okay.
The Green Hornet.
No, mine's red.
A boat. Charlie. Prince Roger the Third.
That's awesome.
Jed's car truck's name is Beast.
Which is number one?
Yes.
Static.
Yeah, my first truck's name was Mighty Whitey.
Mighty Whitey. See, that's creative. And you incorporated the color. I'm assuming it was white, right? Right on. Right. Thanks for the call. 505-338-3700, the phone number. 61% of all car owners have named their car, at least according to automotive.com. Most popular name among the survey, Beast. The Beast.
The Beast.
I guess.
Yeah. Jay named his car Lucy.
Which is on the list.
It's a 1976 Chevy because everything was always loose on it.
I like that. Batmobile, Betsy, Big Red. I can name my Subi Big Red. It's on the list of most popular names.
You could.
Christine. You know, Christine.
Christine. Oh, see, I still don't understand.
Lucy, Penny, Silver Bullet. How crazy is this? 15% of people surveyed have never owned a car.
What?
15% of people surveyed have never owned a car.
15% of people?
15% of people surveyed. According to this, 15% of people said, I've never owned a car to name. We should feel blessed. We've had cars to name.
That's really depressing.
Static!
Hey, yeah, so I had an old Thunderbird, and I named it Zapdos.
Zapdos?
Yeah, it's a Pokemon.
Amazing. Thank you for admitting that.
Pokemon.
Can I name my car Charizard?
Yes, you can.
He's red.
Yeah.
What was the... Is that the little guy? No, what was the red one that was little?
Oh, I don't know.
Charamon. Charizard was the lizard.
Yeah.
Was the dragon.
Right.
Char-dragon.
Want me to look it up?
It was Charmin.
No, that's the toilet paper.
Right! Dang it!
Yeah.
I'm the worst at Pokemon.
It's
because I was a grown-up when that came out, so, you know.
Ishmael said that he just called about naming his car Miranda.
Yeah.
Disappointed. I don't know. Hank McCoy.
Yes, dude.
Yes.
Yes.
Uh-huh.
The Beast.
Ryan was wondering if number one was Boris. It is not.
No.
It is not. It is Beast.
It was Beast. Static.
Charmander.
Is that
the
Pokemon? That was the little one?
Yeah, Charmander, then Charmeleon.
Charmander. Charmeleon.
Then Charizard.
That guy?
Yeah, Charmander.
He's not red.
Yeah, well, he's orangish red.
Orange.
He's fire. He was Pokemon red.
He's orange.
Thanks for the call. Thanks for helping us with that. What was the Red Power Ranger's name? Red Ranger.
It's Jason.
Wow! You know that!
Name your car Jason.
My car Jason. Yeah, it's my car Jason. I love it. Such a normal name. And I know so many Jasons, so it'd be really weird.
Hey, name my car not after you, actually.
Name my car Jason, because he's red.
There you go.
What? After the red power.
Jason.
Because, you know.
Jason.
I don't know. 61% of people have named their car. Apparently, I need to get on it.
Chelsea named her car Alexis, because her car was Alexis.
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 I like that.
See?
Oh, some of these are awfully, incredibly amazing. So, facebook.com/mystaticradio or 505-338-3700. 61% of car owners have named their car. What did you name your car? Let us know on Facebook or give us a call. We got to take a quick break, but coming right back, some Thrice. Also, a culture shock for you right after this.
Steve Owen Mitch.
In the morning.
Static Radio.
Amberlynn, self-starter.
Love that song.
Me too.
Guest vocals.
Yeah.
So good.
So good. So, welcome to the show. If you're just joining us, we're talking about naming your car. A new survey from automotive.com shows that 61% of car owners have named their car. I feel lame.
Because you've never named your car.
I've not named my car.
You know what? You should probably figure that out.
Most popular name among the respondents of the survey was Beast.
Beast.
Okay. It's Beast. Or as somebody on Facebook said, in honor of Hank McCoy.
Beast, yeah.
From the X-Men.
Mm-hmm.
You knew that, though.
I did, yes. I promise you I did.
Because you watched the cartoon?
No, because I just saw the last one.
Ah, yes. First Class?
Yes.
You know they're working on another one?
Yes.
In which... not only will Michael Fassbender and James McAvoy be playing the parts of Professor X and Magneto, but they're actually bringing back Patrick Stewart and Ian McKellen to play their parts as well. It's going to be a Days of Future Past.
I'm sure Ian McKellen is stoked about that.
Yeah, because guess who else is in talks?
Hugh Jackman!
Which is cool.
To be Wolvie.
Who else would he be?
Well, he actually was in the first one.
Right.
For 0.9 seconds.
Yes.
Greatest cameo of all time.
Amazing.
But I can't say that.
No, you can't.
It was really not. It was the, no. You know what?
Nate says, not totally appropriate, but his first truck was POS Avenger.
I don't understand. Christine says,
P.O. Pretty outstanding.
Awesome. Oh, right. Because awesome starts with an A.
Pretty outstanding.
Yes.
Avenger.
Pretty outstanding Avenger.
That's two words.
I like that.
Ashley says, my Accord was Sharona, my Del Sol was Cricket, and my Civic is Frederick.
I feel bad. I've had so many cars that just have not had personality, apparently, or just not cool enough to be named a car.
Louise says to name your car Ruby.
Oh, because it's red and that's my birthstone.
Is it really a ruby?
Yeah.
Huh.
Isn't that awful?
You know that?
No, that's my birthstone.
Mine is an amethyst.
I know that because that's my mom's.
Yes.
It's purple, yes.
Purple. Siobhan says that her hubby calls her car, Nissan Juke, the bean can. could be because I'm a beaner and it's mine, or just because it's small, but it's an awesome car.
I like it.
Giovanna says, our band van is called the Mighty Winchester. If you love Shaun of the Dead, you'll know what's up.
There you go.
I have a lot. Back says, my old band van was called the Blue Bomb Bus. Rest in peace, I last saw you. Your rear axle snapped and a blue flame shot out of your carburetor and the driver door flung open when I turned onto the highway. By the way, based on a true story.
Wow.
Carol says, McDreamy, it's a Mazda 3, so it's after Patrick Dempsey, who does the voice of Mazda commercial.
Who also happens to be McDreamy, at least for one more season. Grey's Anatomy?
I don't watch Grey's Anatomy.
McDreamy?
I know, I don't watch Grey's Anatomy.
And they adopted a baby.
Is his name McDreamy?
And there's like stuff going on. My wife watches that show randomly. And so then I'll like catch certain things.
So I kind of know what's going on.
I can't believe it. I can't believe Hunt would do something like that. What is happening? I don't even know. I stopped watching after they killed my favorite character. 505-338-3700.
Ricky says yes. She named her car Vincent.
Hmm.
Josh's Toyota Avalon is named Mickey. Ryan's Ford is Tom the Ford.
See, I like Janice. Is that Janice?
Janice.
How do you say it?
No. Yeah.
It's a car.
It's a car.
I've never named my car.
I don't like naming my cars because...
Inevitably, they die.
They die. And that attachment, over.
It's like naming your fish.
Yeah, you don't do that.
Yep.
Actually... You should name your fish.
They
live longer if you do.
Unfortunately, I did not. And they froze to death.
See?
Yeah.
Esther named her car the Black Hawk.
Did it?
The Black Hawk.
Oh, God.
Down.
Yeah. That's what I thought of. That's the first thing I thought of. I'm like, you don't ever want to name your car after a helicopter that like, yeah. Anyways. New survey, according to automotive.com. Showed that 61% of people name their car.
Jared says he only names trucks because cars don't have a soul.
Yeah. You need to name your car Gandalf the White.
Ooh, yes.
Because it's a white car.
Sort of.
And every time you go to a toll booth, you need to sit there and stare at the toll booth guy and say, "You shall not pass!" But then inevitably you're going to pass.
And everyone's going to think I'm dead for a while. But
then you come back.
I am not.
Surprise.
Gandalf
the White.
And everyone laughs.
Static.
Yo.
Sup.
Hey, I didn't really like name my truck, but I had to because I entered it into a mud bog.
No way.
Down in Cuba. Yeah, they wanted me to name it. So it was... too fat for you. It was a 89 Blazer. It had about 7 inches of lift and 37-inch loggers on it. It was pretty cool.
Nice. I like that.
Unfortunately, they all do die because I round up rolling it out in the Rio Porco.
Oh, dude.
That's like a terrible thing to
happen.
You
know what? That's a good way to go out, though. You know what I mean?
It was resurrected. I took it all apart and put it all inside of a 74 Blazer, so that was cool.
Dude,
great!
You are a man's man of mans.
Right?
Right?
That sounds awesome. I don't know what you're saying, but...
I got the baby screaming in the back, and I'm just talking trucks.
Yeah.
Now go write a country song.
There it is. Thanks for the call, man.
Later.
505-338-3700.
Corey says, I'm into Volvos, so I have named them all Swedish names. I had an orange one with a Swedish flag on the roof, which was called General Leaf. Another one called Bjorn. And a current Volvo is called Sven Sven.
I like that. Static.
Steve L. Mitch, what's going on? What's
Brian up? From Grants.
Hey, guys, I just, that last car with the mud bogger in Cuba reminded me of my mud bogger and how I didn't name it, but my boss named it because I took it to work a couple days and I told him I was going to put it in the mud bog. And he went out and on the tailgate, he painted War Wagon.
War Wagon.
Nice. War Wagon. It has it's an 89 4Runner. It has a spray paint, paint job. It's red, white, and black.
There it is. All right, man. Thanks for the call. 61% of car owners have named their car.
We are not. We are part of the 39%.
Batmobile was number 2 on the list of most popular car names. I don't know. I can't do it. I got to think of something amazing. Okay. Static.
Hey, so yeah, and talk about naming fish. I named this beta fish Phoenix once, and it died like 10 seconds later.
Yeah. Like the Phoenix.
It was not resurrected out of its ashes.
It just burned out. Yeah.
It actually was. Yeah, it was pretty awesome.
Wow.
It flew away into the night sky. It was incredible.
One tear from my eyes rolled down, and it was beautiful.
Love it. Thanks for the call, man. 505-338-3700, the phone number.
Judith,
do you name your car?
I think I really like Gandalf the White.
Gandalf the White!
It's amazing.
What kind of car is it? Is it a Ford?
Chevy. Chevy Cobalt. Okay. LTZ. I don't know what that means either.
Okay.
I just know that I own a lot of money for it, so please don't break.
We got to come up with a cool name. I like Gandalf the White, though.
Gandalf the White from my car.
I think so far that's the best for your car name because I made it up. Red
Subaru.
Subaru.
99.
No.
Is that what year is it?
99 red balloons. 99. What's the girl that sings that song? Because it's a 99. It's red. What's the name of the girl that sings that song?
99 blah blah blah.
Name it after her.
Okay. No.
Because I'm obviously such a fan.
Obviously.
Static.
Hey guys.
Hello.
Hi. This is Mrs. Fernando, our mom Fernando.
Hey, Mom Fernando.
Our vehicles are Grizzly, Snowflake, Beast, and Munch.
That is incredible.
Wow.
You have a family of car names. Loved
it. Yeah, we sure do. The kids name them all.
I like that.
That's
good.
That's great.
I need to get on this. I got to name my car.
Nina.
Mina?
Nina. N-E-N-A.
No, she was Nina. The girl. She was the girl that's the girl that did the song? Mm-hmm. Can't do it. Can't do it. Thanks, Mom Fernando.
Thanks.
Okay, bye.
All right. Can't do it.
Why?
She was the girl that was the co-worker of Jack Bauer, right? And then
she was bad.
She was bad because
she was like the mole. I remember.
And
that
then
was
she
first
like
season.
Took his wife out.
First season.
And it was like, yeah.
Ugh, Nina. How did you remember her name?
Because she's so evil, I'll never forget.
Car names, red Subaru.
No. No, nothing easy like that. Okay. Like, dude. Radio Flyer. I'll name it Radio Flyer because it's a red wagon. Huh?
Okay.
Yeah. No. Okay, fine.
There is stuff going on. Road construction. Left lane is closed. Manal and between Manal.
Oh, wow. You can do it.
Road construction. The left lane is closed on Manal between Eubank and Morris.
Okay.
Construction work on Wantabo between Central and Southern, and that is your look at traffic.
Traffic brought to you by Solomon's Porch, 4001 Osuna Road Northeast on the Calvary campus. Phone number 505-338-3669. 61% of car owners name their car. Are you one of them? Tell us your car name. Facebook.com/MyStaticRadio. Steve-O and Mitch.
In the morning.
Static.
gutter.
Static Radio.
Good morning. Steve-O and Mitch. Welcome to the show.
9:30.
Already.
Dang.
Hey, you know who we missed out on this morning?
Teresa.
We did. She normally comes in on Wednesdays, but this is the crazy busiest season of the year.
And she definitely told us, and we definitely forgot.
I know. The Albuquerque Rescue Mission, they do so much for the community of Albuquerque. In fact, right now, the winter shelter open on the west side.
Mm-hmm.
They house hundreds of homeless people in
the
evening.
Every day. And they shuttle them back and forth.
Shuttle them back and forth all the way to downtown,
mm-hmm.
back to the rescue mission, feed them, and then that evening, dinner, shuttle them back to the winter shelter, which is out on the west side.
And what's great is
far drive.
It's always available for volunteer. They always need help.
Yeah, they have a very special event coming up December 22nd. They're going to be passing out toys the Saturday before Christmas. If you would like to get involved, abqrescue.org, the information on that.
Or 346-HOPE.
Exactly. Hey, we're talking about cars and their wonder and beauty.
And a lot of people have named their car.
And how apparently people like us don't name them. 61% of people name their cars, apparently.
We're part of that 39%.
Who do not?
I never thought of it. I didn't think it was a huge deal, but
I didn't either.
It is.
A lot of people naming their cars. You can get your car names in on Facebook, facebook.com/mystaticradio.
Reese's named their car Watson.
Watson?
Yes.
All right.
Watson. I like that.
Well, is it because you watch Sherlock Holmes?
Yeah, and I like Emma Watson.
All right.
She's my favorite.
I can never name my car. I'll forget like 8 minutes later.
What was the name you just said? You're like, that's it. That's the one.
See? I already forgot.
Because it was Red Wagon.
Oh, Radio Flyer.
I don't know what that is.
Remember, the Radio Flyer, the Red Wagon.
Oh, yeah.
The little Red Wagon.
Radio Flyer. Little, yep.
Get it?
Mm-hmm.
See, it's too complicated when you have to, like,
explain
to people. Yeah, I named my car Radio Flyer.
You don't have to tell anyone
ever. Oh, because you're in radio? Well, no, because it's a red wagon. It's a Subaru, it's a wagon, and it's red.
And
I don't understand.
Okay. Because
the red wagons are named Radio Flyer.
Get it?
Oh, right. No, it's a good name.
I imagine that being their reaction.
Man! Yeah, I'm not ever naming a car, ever.
Michael says, never named my cars, but I call them a lot of names when I'm working on
them. Yeah, that I've done. I've yelled out things.
Yeah.
They've never had official names.
There are times when it's like acting up. I'm like, you piece of crap. What is going on?
Which is why it breaks. Because its heart is falling apart. You have to treat it with love and respect.
Whatever. You haven't even named your car.
Yeah.
At least mine has a name now. Mine has a name.
Yeah. Gandalf the White.
Gandalf the White.
I need to get a gray car. I'll be Gandalf the Gray.
Yeah.
We'll have the Gandalf cars. This is terrible.
This is stupid.
This is awful. Oh, thank you, Christmas time. I love this time of year. We can just keep playing amazing music. People can enjoy their...
We're going to keep playing the same Christmas song by everyone.
Okay. But this is a new one.
Okay. Whatever.
It's from Homestead.
Okay.
Maybe this Christmas... ...
See what you did there.
Fill in the blank. Steve-O and Mitch.
In the morning.
Static Radio. Jonesetta, Sick in the Teeth.
You know, that's not my favorite Jonesetta song, but it's still really good.
Yeah?
Mm-hmm.
All right.
Just want to let you know that.
9:43 now on your Wednesday.
This morning has flown by.
I know, right?
We playing
some good stuff today.
Buble, some bubble.
Oh, yeah.
You better not cry.
Santa Claus.
Better not pout, I am telling.
He's on our Facebook page.
Creepers.
Hey.
Well, I'm just saying the song is creepy.
Why?
Well, actually, it's not a creepy song. This song makes Santa out to be a creeper.
Because he's watching you? Always? He knows when you're sleeping?
Knows when I'm awake.
Knows when you've been bad or good?
And
so be good.
Good for goodness.
Yeah.
Coming to town.
He's coming to town. He's in town.
He's in town. We took
visited
a picture of him.
We took his photo.
I'll pin it to the top so
it's like Sasquatch. We found him.
We found him.
He's real.
But it's not a blurry photo.
It's not.
Never a blurry photo.
You can check that out at facebook.com/mystaticradio. And a big thanks to the Santa at Coronado Mall for being gracious and allowing us to go do that. I was really nervous we were going to scare children.
Me too. We kept letting the children go in front of us.
Well, no, I didn't want to.
I didn't want to take a picture of us like crying or freaking out in front of Santa and a bunch of kids being like, why are they acting like that in front of Santa?
We were just so afraid.
He's such a nice man. This big, scary, scary beard. That was a pretty impressive beard.
Yeah, really.
When
it was real.
Man, good job, Santa.
I was actually a little like weirded out because he didn't have a Santa hat on. And I was just, I'm used to Santa having a Santa hat.
Yeah, he didn't have like the, what you would picture Santa to wear, like the suit, you know?
Yeah.
Didn't have the hat, didn't have the weird suit.
He had a really ugly Christmas sweater on.
Hey.
With some overalls.
Very nice guy.
Yeah. Yes.
Thank you.
Santa.
Between him and Duck Dynasty, I've been inspired to never shave again.
Oh.
Yep.
Okay.
It's going to be amazing.
Him, Duck Dynasty, and Ryan Wiley.
Ryan Wiley's got a monstrous beard. He does, huh? Facebook.com/MyStaticRadio. Check out the picture. And while you're there, give us your car names.
If you have a car name.
According to Automotive.com, 61% of car owners have named their car, and we are in the minority. We need to name it.
Yeah.
Most popular name among the respondents of the survey was Beast. Batmobile, Betsy, Big Red, Christine, Lucy, Penny, Silver Bullet. None of those sound like stellar names to me.
Mm-mm. I just feel like naming my car is not who I am. Like, it's not a part of me.
You've really overthought this.
It's not really something that I would do. People are like, really, you named your car? That's so unlike you. That's not in your character to name your car.
You are downing 61% of America.
No, I'm not, because maybe it's in their character. Maybe it's part of who they are.
So you're saying that their character's less gooder than
yours.
No,
it's just different.
Diversity.
Diversity.
Doesn't mean it's bad. It's just different.
We're all creative in different ways.
Ah, I like that. All right. We're done.
We are.
Yeah.
Until tomorrow.
Tomorrow's Thursday. We've got Clay Schroff coming in from the Aspen Project to hang out with us. And man, busy week. We've got Spoken this week. We've got Poema this week.
Gozier.
Poema and For King and Country actually playing a show this Sunday night, 7 p.m. at the
Calvary
Lobo.
Calvary Knob Hill at the Lobo Theater.
Yes, that's how you say it. Much more fantastical.
Yes. The important part is it's at the Lobo Theater.
Check out all the details at mystaticradio.com. For that, we leave you with some Atomic Tom. Also, some Close Your Eyes on the way back. Steve O. Mitch.
In the morning.
Static Radio. Peace.